Hi, this is Jeff Tate from Queensryche, and you're listening to Jeff Scott on Rock 94.5. Spokane's best rock.
Oh, that's Joff, man.
You call it Joff? Oh, okay.
I was named after Joffrey Chaucer.
Yeah, same.
See that? You're a Joff, too. You didn't even know it, man.
That'd be too weird, wouldn't it?
God smacking rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock.
Hey, Joff, how are you?
I'm all right, Ryan. What's up?
Now, is Joff your real name?
Yeah, that is, actually, believe it or not.
Is that J-O-F-F?
No, G-E-O-F-F.
Oh, it's like, oh, yeah, okay. I remember like, there was like, a guy in a game show who did it. He had the same name as that.
Did he call himself Joff?
Joff Edwards?
Oh, yeah, Edwards? Yeah. As a matter of fact, you'll never believe this, but I was named after him. I'm sorry, man. So what's up?
I'm just, you know, hanging around Spokane for a while.
Yeah?
My parole thing. We're doing a show here, and then we're leaving town.
Your night at the Improv, tomorrow night at the Opera House. It's going to be a good time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good mix of people. We have, like, you know, Kathy Kinney from the Drew Carey Show, and then a bunch of people from Who's Line, so it's a good mix of people. So where are you? Where are you stationed?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have studios in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, and today is such a fabulous day out here on the coast that I just had to go to Bikini Island.
So, isn't it beautiful?
Oh, yeah. It's really nice. Are you a big skier, Ryan? Do you ski at all?
I don't like the cold.
You don't like cold?
No, but like if I'm on the water, I might attempt to get up on something, but I don't like the cold.
How about mountain biking?
No, I have a couple ATVs. I do that. But,
well, you can do that over here. It's like it's North Idaho, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I live in Bellingham. We're in the mountains. We live on a lake and we're in the mountains. So I just kind of, you know, I go up around the mountains and with it there.
Tool around a little bit.
Because I don't fly or anything. And it's like, I drove out here today and it took me like 8 hours because I took the two, you know.
Oh, you could have biked it in 4.5.
I could have flown it in 40, you know, 40 minutes.
So wait a minute. So you live in Bellingham. They make you go all the way down to L.A.?
Yeah, I go, well, they don't make me. I mean, I made the choice to move up to Bellingham from L.A. I moved my wife and kids up and put them in a public school so they can actually live like real kids.
No, I
see. So I have to fly back and forth all the time, yeah.
Ryan Stiles, Drew Carey Show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? And do you have a daytime talk show now?
I'm joining the cast of 60 Minutes. It'll be Ed Bradley, myself. And,
Bill Clinton and you, one and one.
I'm Ed Bradley. I'm Ryan Stiles.
More head, please.
Me and Andy Rudy coming up next.
Did you ever wonder how many directions my nose bends in?
I would do as many shows as they want me to do. That's fine with me.
Now, do you ever shut yourself off? Or do you just go on and on and on forever?
No, I'm very quiet normally.
Do you have quiet moments? I can't imagine that.
I just, you know, I do lawn work and I just kind of kick back and do nothing. And
I can't picture you not being goofy.
No, I'm very seldom. Even doing radio interviews, I just kind of turn on to do the radio interview. Otherwise, I'd like being on stage. I mean, I turn on when I get on stage, and then it takes about 2 hours after you get off stage to kind of calm down. But
I understand. So it's like it's a real work mode then.
It's fun for us. It's just like it's drugs, you know. It's just boom, you're on it. You have fun while you're out there. It takes a little while to come down, and then you're back to normal.
How many years have you done the Drew Carey Show now?
Drew's 9, and Whose Line Count in Britain? We're going into 15 on that. So.
Wow, I have no idea.
Time. No, it's been a while, and I've worked with some of these people. Like Colin and I have known each other since after high school, so I've worked with him 26 years. You know,
a lot of it then, your camaraderie, because you have worked together for so long then. So it would be easy to improv with somebody that you're used to.
Well, sometimes it gets harder because you start to censor yourself. You're like, oh, have we done this before? You know, and you may not say something you think's funny because you think you might have said it before.
Right.
You know? So it can work the other way, too. But, but we definitely all know how to have fun together. And, you know, we've seen each other all get married and have kids. And, you know.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's really. Well, in some cases, it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, check them out tomorrow night, folks, at the Opera House, Night at the Improv. Do you approach this the same way that you do? Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Well, we obviously don't have, you know, Drew giving points and stopping the games and all that kind of stuff.
But
we do about an hour and a half show. We don't take an intermission. We just do game after game. And we actually get a chance to do a lot of games that we can't do in Whose Line because of time restraints and
stuff.
By the
way,
like that.
Stop right there. Who's currently in the lead in points?
In what?
For the season standings. On Whose Line Is It?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I'd have to add them up. You know, I still get people coming up to me and going, you know what, you should have won. You were way better in that show. You should have won, you know.
That's so awesome.
It's just people actually, you know, and that's the only way you can do an improv show on TV is to, you know, to put it under the guise of a game show and just have a fake game show. But we let everybody know it's fake.
Yeah.
But some people just don't know that.
I don't know. Ryan Stiles, appreciate it, man. Tomorrow night, a night at the Improv Opera House, tickets 3 to 5 seats. And tomorrow morning, he'll be joining us again with the twice as much rock morning show.
Like moths.